Hello, this is Harry Baia. Welcome to Wombats and Music. You're on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance to play my favorite songs for you and occasional recorded spoken things. We'll be doing more of that this year. Right now, I'm going to play for you a Christmas song. It's called Mary Did You Know? It's by Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd. It was recorded in 1997. Actually, the song has been around since 1984 and was recorded by many artists. However, I had not heard it until this season. And a cousin sent it to me, said she liked it, and I liked it too. So let's see if we can hear Mary Did You Know? That was Mary Did You Know with Kenny Rogers and Winona Judd. There's some great lines in there. I particularly like the one about, did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little boy, you've kissed the face of God. Then there's one about, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Great lines. The next song is also a Christmas song. It's sung by another country singer, Kathy Mattea. Kathy has done a number of hits. This is from her 1993 album, Good News, full of Christmas songs. And it's called Brightest and Best. This is a popular Christmas song for chorale groups, but this arrangement is different. It's in a minor key, and I like it a lot. So here's Kathy Mattea with Brightest and Best. That was Brightest and Best by Kathy Mattea. The next song is by Celine Dion, a Canadian with a fantastic voice. It's called It's All Coming Back to Me Now. The critics said that perhaps this was a bit over the top. She really gets passionate about this. But I don't think so. I think it works just fine. So here we go with Celine Dion and It's All Coming Back to Me Now. The song was written by Rod McEwen and recorded in 1969.
There were nights when the wind was so cold that my body froze in bed if I just just listen to it right outside the window. There were days when the sun was so cruel, all the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever. I finished crying in the instant that you left, and I can't remember where. I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me when I touch you like this and I hold you like that. It's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back, it's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold and there were flashes of light. There were things I'd never do again, but then they always seemed right. There were nights of endless pleasure, it was more than any loss in love. Baby, baby, if I kiss you like this, and if you whisper like that, it was lost long ago, but it's all coming back to me. If you want me like thank you.
That was It's All Coming Back to Me Now, sung by Celine Dion. The next song is by Oliver. His real name was William Oliver Swinford. He had quite a career for about 5 years. This particular song, Jean, was recorded in 1969. It was a theme song for the movie The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. It's a beautiful song, a love song. Nostalgic, powerful. Oliver couldn't make his career keep going, and he ended up as a business manager and had a successful career in that field. Had a family, but never again returned to singing. So, here we go with Jean by...
Roses are red, all the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow. And run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean. Tell the sheep in the valley, come home my way. Till the stars fall around me and find me. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Jean, Jean. Roses are red, all of the leaves have gone green, while the hills are ablaze. Arms on Jean. Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half dream, dream. And run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean.
That was Jean by Oliver. The next song is a different kind of song. I belonged to the Pinewoods Folk Music Club in New York City for about 30 years. I'm still active there. I go up to occasional weekends. And during that time, I heard a lot of good songs, but a few stuck out as my favorites. This one's called Lord Yester. The woman singing it is a friend of mine. I don't know her well. She was not on all our weekends. Later on in the show, I'll have a song by Ann Price, who I did know well. Ann Price and Jan Meyer were the two best female singers in our club. We had a lot of pretty good singers. No one ever became professional. Jan and Ann got as close to it as anyone. But I remembered this song, Lord Yester, and I wanted to play it on this show, so I had to find it. That was a little harder to do than you might think, because I couldn't find it on iTunes, so I had to go look for it, and eventually got in contact with Jan Meyer, and she sent me her CD. So this is the song. It's a Scottish song, and it has a strange, nostalgic feel to it. A woman's husband has gone off to the Crusades, I assume. And she's talking about him leaving and says, ere the night turns into day, he will dance no mare with me. In other words, he's never coming back. And maybe he's gone to Byzantine along the lonely trail, or maybe he's gone to Palestine for to find the Holy Grail. The last verse is particularly touching. Oh, my love may find the golden fleece, or wear the martyr's gown. For honor bides in him what fought beneath the cross and crown. Maybe he's gone with James and John to fish by Galilee, or maybe he's gone with a fisherman to find his Calvary. Powerful words. This is Jan Meyer singing Lord Yester.
That brings some lee, and ere the night will turn to day, he'll dance no mare with me. Maybe he's gone to Israel, the freedom lands to sell, or maybe he.
That was Jan Meyer singing Lord Yester. The next song, The Last Leviathan, is sung by a woman I don't know. This was a song I learned at the Pinewoods weekends, and a number of my friends sang it, but I couldn't find a recording of it by one of them. I did find this one on iTunes. It's by Meg Davis, and I have no regrets. Meg apparently was quite famous in her time among folk singers. She sang with Doc Watson, Pete Seeger, many others. And this song is a particularly touching song for me. It's a story, it's sung by the last whale, the last Leviathan. And he's dying. He's been harpooned. He's the last of his kind. And he says poetically, "My soul has been torn from me and I am bleeding. My heart has been rent and I am crying. All the beauty around me fades and I am screaming. I am the last of the great whales and I am dying." And here's a particularly poignant verse. "Oh, now that we are all gone, there's no more hunting. The big fellow is no more, it's no use lamenting. What race will be next in line? All for the slaughter. The elephant, or the seal, or your sons and daughters." Now there's a powerful thought. So we're going to play The Last Leviathan, sung by Meg Davis.
"My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent, and I am crying. All the beauty around me fades, and I am screaming. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying. Last night I heard the cry of my last companion, the roar of the harpoon gun, and then I was alone. I thought on the days gone by, when we were thousands, but I know that I soon must die, the last Leviathan. This morning the sun did rise, crimson in the north sky. The ice was the color of blood, and the wind it did sigh. I rose for to take a breath. There's no more hunting. The big fellow is no more. It's no use lamenting. What race will be next in line? All for the slaughter. The sons and daughters. My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been and I am dying. All the beauty around me fades, and I am
That was The Last Leviathan, sung by Meg Davis. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. I am Harry Baya, the host of the show, and I delight in finding these songs that I've treasured over the years and sharing them with you. The next song is called The Bonnie Light Horseman. It's by a woman who's lost her husband. He went off to war, and Napoleon Bonaparte killed him. Napoleon Bonaparte, I looked this up, apparently was quite a tactician, did a lot of things that nobody had ever done before. And one of the things was that artillery had often been used for shooting things like cannonballs long distances. And Napoleon, referred to as Boney in the song, lowered his cannons and put in grape shot and just wiped out the infantry. It was... or the cavalry, opposing, tearing them to shreds. So the woman in the song has lost her husband to such an attack by Napoleon Bonaparte. And she is going to go off to war, she says, and hopes to die on the same field where he died. So we'll see. Does she make it?
When Boney commanded his armies to stand, he leveled his cannon right over the land. And he leveled his cannon, his victories to gain, and slew my light horseman on the road coming home. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. I will dress in men's apparel, to the regiment I'll go. I'll be a brave soldier and fight all his foes. I would count it an honor if I could obtain to die on the field where my darling was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. Now if I was a small bird and had wings to fly, I'd fly all across the salt seas to where my love does lie. And with my fond wings I'd beat over his grave and kiss the pale lips that lie cold in the clay. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. The dove she laments for, her mate as she flies, oh where, tell me where is my darling, she cries. And where in this wide world is there one to compare with my Bonnie Light Horseman who was slain in the war? Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. Broken-hearted I'll broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain.
That was My Bonnie Light Horseman, sung by the Short Sisters, The Short Sisters are three women who are not sisters, and what they have in common is they're short. The weekends I used to go on, the Pinewoods weekends, we'd have performing groups in, and we had the Short Sisters several times. A bundle of joy, all of them, just full of energy. And in particular, Kim Wallach used to come on a lot of weekends, so I knew her. She may be the lead voice. I'm not sure who the lead voice is. Anyway, that was The Bonnie Light Horseman by Kim Wallach. The next song is by Ann Price. Ann Price is a member of the club, and I've knew her for years and sang with her, and she's done a number of albums. I've played some other songs of hers. This particular one is called Frobisher Bay, and it's a sad song. The story is that Frobisher Bay apparently is in the Arctic, and whalers go up there during the warmer months to capture whales. However, it freezes up in the winter, completely frozen. You can't get out. So the trick is not to be inside Frobisher Bay when the cold weather hits, because you'll be frozen in and probably die. I think some ships have been in there and frozen in and got out, but more often than not, those who got stuck there did not survive. So this song, Frobisher Bay, is about a group who are frozen in Frobisher Bay. They went in, and the captain said, let's try and get one more whale. Well, that was a mistake. There are actually two voices in this song. Ann Price is the lead. Singing harmony is another man from the club, Jerry Epstein, one of my musical mentors, a true genius. Jerry does not have a classic voice. He has a thin, reedy voice, but he has a tremendous sense of timing and harmony. And I think Ann was lucky to get him to sing on the song with her. So he's singing the backup of the harmony. That's Jerry Epstein. And this is Ann Price singing Frobisher Bay.
Strange is the whale.
to be safe from the raging waves, only to waste away, frozen in this lonely grave. And cold is the Arctic sea. Far are your arms from me. Long will this winter be, frozen in Frobisher Bay, frozen in Frobisher Bay.
That was Anne Price singing Frobisher Bay, with Jerry Epstein singing harmony. The next song is by Jimmy Buffett. He wrote it. He's singing it. Jimmy Buffett is a poet. There's no other way around it, and some of the songs he writes are just true poetry. This is one of them. It's called He Went to Paris. It's like reading a novel to go through this song. It's a whole story in itself. It's about a young man who's has ambitions and goes off to Paris. And then life changes. He settles down for a while. Then it changes again. And he ends up in the islands. An old man, but an interesting man. And writing his memoirs. These are his memoirs. This song is his memoirs. It has a wonderful sense of epic life, of flow, of aging, and of old age. So this is Jimmy Buffett singing He Went to Paris.
He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambition at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to England, played the piano, and married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked quiet, clean country living. 20 more years slipped away. Well, the war took his baby, the bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one eye. Body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Islands, fishes the pilings, drinks his green label each day, writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it's tragic, but I had a good life. Paris, looking for answers to questions that bother him so.
That was Jimmy Buffett singing He Went to Paris. The next song, I thought I'd sneak in here because it's kind of a different perspective on all this. This one, too, looks at life, gives you some idea of how to deal with things. It's from 1970 by Lynn and Anderson. It was number one on the country charts and number three in the pop charts that year. And it's called Rose Garden. And the basic message, and many have heard this song, is I never promised you a rose garden. That life can be a little tough sometimes. And the big thing to keep in mind is that it isn't ever going to be just the way you want it. It's going to sometimes be a little rough, but that's okay. You can still make the best of it. So here's Lynn Anderson singing Rose Garden.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile. Just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So
that was Lynn Anderson with I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. The next song is a little nostalgic. It's called The Circle Game, Another View of Life. This one goes from kind of the beginning of life when you're small up to, well, you choose. So here is Joni Mitchell singing a song she wrote, The Circle Game.
Day, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky
the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go.
Joni Mitchell singing The Circle Game. The last song of the night will be one of my favorites of a country song from quite a few years ago. This is called Picking Up Strangers from 1981. It's by Johnny Lee. And the message to me is, sometimes you'll meet the one you love out of nowhere, and sometimes you'll get into a mess. But it's still a wonderful life. So this is Picking Up Strangers with Johnny Lee.
Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. Summer just coming these, they say. The next thing you know, one'll steal your heart away. Sometimes it's so light, it seems like a highway, and it keeps rolling on and on. And on that highway, you meet a lot of strangers, you pass a lot of dangers on your way home. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. If you don't like taking chances, then you better keep moving on, my friend. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Summer just coming, things they say. Next thing you know, one'll steal your heart away.
Picking up strangers,
let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do.
Picking up strangers,
let me tell you about the dangers. Summer just coming, things they say. Next thing you know, wanna steal your heart.
Picking up strangers,
let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what.
That was Picking Up Strangers by Johnny Lee. You've been listening to Harry Baya, your host on Wombats and Music. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry. I've enjoyed this show. I hope you did. See you next week. Bye.